Hello. You must be Captain America. That's what it says on my orders, at least. And it makes sense, what with a patriotic uniform and everything. It's okay, you don't have to get up. That would be hard anyway, the way they have you strapped into that chair. Those shackles are adamantium. It seems Hydra has spared no expense in preventing your escape. So, let's see what they want me to do here. It says I'm supposed to extract the... Oh my. It says I'm supposed to extract super soldier semen from your body by any means necessary. No, not serum. See? Look at the orders on my tablet. It very clearly says semen. I agree. Hypothetically, it could be a rather unfortunate typographical error, or even a Freudian slip by someone. But you're missing the point. You don't question orders at Hydra. Never. Ever. My first posting was to Australia. At least that's where they flew me. They trained me intensively in German for 6 months before the flight, and all my paychecks were in euros. So I think they meant Austria. But like I said, you don't question orders here. I don't really have any equipment for semen extraction, so I guess I'll just have to improvise. You don't have a latex allergy, do you? No? Good. Now, let me expose the extraction site. Now, don't struggle so much. I'm just following orders. Oh my. I kind of assumed your serum was based on steroids and that there would be a similar, reducing effect on the genitals. That's clearly not the case. Let me just put some lubricant on my hands. There. Now, this may feel cold at first. Hey, stop jerking around. Sorry, poor choice of words. It's just that you're making this much harder than... Oh, sorry, word choice again. How about you just lie back and think of the Statue of Liberty? That's not so bad now, is it? Nice, long, slow strokes. It might feel better without the gloves, or maybe you're the type that likes it like this. At least this way I can... kind of convince myself that masturbating you is a medical procedure. I'll just get this beaker handy for when you're ready. You're fighting this mentally, aren't you? Thinking about baseball or something like that? Okay then, the gloves are coming off. Figuratively, I mean, not literally. I'm actually going to keep them on because of science and stuff. But I am going to switch to a different extraction technique because you've forced my hand. Well, my mouth, actually. And not technically forced because I'm the one that's going to be... Yeah, I'm going to just stop talking now because I'm babbling and my mouth will be busy. Here goes. This definitely wasn't in the job description. Okay, you're still not working with me. And the taste of that lubricant isn't working too well for me either. They've also got you scheduled for lunch in half an hour. It's taco day, by the way. So we need to be done before then. You understand I'm only going to do this because my professional career is on the line? Well, my life too. But if I do this right, there could be a promotion in it for me. I'm going to leave the gloves on. And the lab coat, for more science reasons. Wait, let me get a stethoscope. So some goggles to go over these glasses. And maybe if I hold on to the tablet the entire time. This is so completely scientific now, and not at all sexual. Okay, taking my panties off. Could you look away for just a sec? Thanks, that's sweet of you. Okay, hold still, please, while I get on. If you struggle, I could fall and hurt myself, and I am really just trying to do my job. There we go. Solid connection. I can retrieve the sample after we are finished. You have so many muscles. I didn't notice until I started rubbing up against your body. Rubbing up and down, and maybe just a little side to side. And back and forth. It's working. You're having a lot more trouble resisting this. Does that mean I'm good? Oh, no, don't answer that. I've got to remain detached. Emotionally, that is. Obviously, not physically. I think I'm going to reach climax soon. But in a detached and scientific way. And only to elicit a larger sample from you. It's quite logical, actually. My vagina and uterus contract and that will definitely be an adequate sample size. Let me just get off of you and put back your, yeah, there we go. I'll retrieve the sample later. Panties go in the pocket for now. And we're done. There. That wasn't so bad, was it? I'll be going now, since these orders are... Okay, then I... Yes, I'll be back at 4 and 8 today for more super soldier semen extraction. Apparently this is scheduled 3 times daily. Every day. At least until someone catches the mistake and changes the orders. I won't tell if you don't.